Hi there. The word for you today is, are you a caregiver? In Psalm 103, verse 13, we read, the Lord knows how weak we are. Since we now live longer, many of us are caring for sick and aging family members. But who's caring for the caregivers? Who's meeting their needs? If you're one, here are a few things you must learn to do for yourself. Three, I'd like to mention. Number one, ask for help. John Donne wrote, no man is an island. Reaching for help may feel awkward at first, but keep doing it and you'll develop a comfort level. Start by listing all the areas in which your loved one needs help. Be specific. Household chores, transportation, personal finances, bathing and dressing, etc. And when you ask somebody for help and get a no, don't take it personally. Just keep looking. Look elsewhere. There really are people around you who are just waiting to be asked. People who find joy and fulfillment in serving. And number two, get connected. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Take advantage of the resources in your church, your community, support groups, senior centers, yes, and the internet, and involve your family, as well as your friends and neighbors. The Bible says, and I quote, a person standing alone can be defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer, and three are even better. That's the words of Solomon from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, reading from the New Living Translation of Scripture. And number three, remember that you're human. God does. Don't feel bad about feeling bad. God is tender and compassionate, for he knows how weak we are. Focusing on someone else's needs to the exclusion of your own seems noble, but I'll tell you, it'll also set you up for problems like guilt, anger, depression, and burnout. Your emotions influence your physical health, so giving yourself permission to feel your feelings not only enables you to stay healthy, it also ensures that you'll stay around and be a compassionate and able caregiver.